Are you tired, worn out? burned out on religion? See, dead religion and religion just wear you out. You keep doing the same thing over and over and getting no results. Come to me and get away with me, and you will recover your life. Ooh, you find out how to live. You don't care, not living this religious life, and it's just full of burdens and sorrows and no joy, just going through the motion. Carrying loads, stuff that you have no business carrying. Already paid for, already been dealt with. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, get away with me, and you will recover your life. I will show you how to take a real rest. Isn't that good? Don't you need to take a real rest? I'm not troubled about nothing. Now, when we talk about this, let me just throw a little insert here. Insert something here. Sometimes when we talk about rest and things like this, people think you just go to the house, sit down, and do nothing. That's not what he talks about. If you're going to be a person, a responsibility, you're going to have to keep doing, but you're not worried about anything. You just follow the Spirit of God. You go to your job and work harder than you ever worked. Faithful. That don't mean you go home and be lazy. That's not what he's talking about. You're resting from any stress, any burden. How am I going to do this? How am I going to make it? What am I going to see? When you and into the rest. And he'll lead you into success in your job, in your health, in your worship, in your praise, in your faith walk. Man is tripod. And this is what he's talking about. You can go to bed tonight and you can sleep. I'm not concerned about how I'm gonna make it and what I'm gonna do. Because all my needs are met. But that bill over there, I still my needs are met. Because God told me so. But my God, I don't even have to talk to him about my needs. Come on. Because he already told me, God, but my God shall supply all your needs. So why do I need to be talking to him about my wants? I need to give him thanks. I remember Brother Hagin, I did this too. Brother Hagin told Elizabeth, son, I know, she said, his mother said, son, I stay awake all night praying. I know, so you, because you travel so much, you're on the road. And I know you pray a lot too, so you have. She said, so the Lord will be with you. He said, no, I don't do none of that. She said, son, what gotten into you? He said, the Lord. He said that he already told me he with me. So I just said, thank you, Lord. And I just go on where I'm going. And I don't have to ask him to do something he already told me. Why would I ask him to be with me? He already told me I'm with you for how long? Always, forever. And he said, I just get on the road and go because I know he's with me. So it's just like that. All your needs, they are supplied because God just told you in the word, but my God shall supply all your needs. See, we took that as he going to supply. No, he shall. He was telling you, look, God's going to supply your needs so you don't have to be concerned about that. It's just like, I tell you, just go on work. I'm paying all your bills for all this year. So you don't have to worry about anything. Just go to work. You don't be going to check the mail, you know, and all that. You turn it all over to me. You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to get a point across. So this is why he said, come unto me, all you that labor. Stop that. Stop that stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. So learn of me. Let's finish it, the message here. He said, are you tired? Worn out? Burned out on religion? See, doing all this stuff, it'll burn you out, wear you out. I got to get up and go to church. I get to go. I got to pray. I got to do this. They want me to go here. They want me to bring my tithes and offering. They want me to do this. All the other stuff that religion put on you. Because, you know, giving your offering, that's not a religious thing. That's obedience to God. But doing all these religious things that people do and getting no results, he said, come over here and learn. I'm going to teach you my way, of doing this so you won't be burdened down. So let me see, can I get through it this time? I'm going to do my best. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you will recover your life. I'll show you how to take a rest, a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? Learn the what? Unforced rhythm of grace. I like that. Learn the what? Unforced rhythm of grace. Grace don't force you to do anything. Grace provided, and you get a chance to believe it and act on it. But religion, you're struggling trying to get it done. See, you have no business struggling trying to meet your obligation. You take God at his word. God, when it comes to your finances and stuff, you got a job or whatever, your incomes are coming, you go to the job. You say, Lord, I just thank you that I have faith. And I thank you every raise that I need, I get it. Hello. I don't have to try to twist nobody's arm. I don't have to try to, try to buddy up with somebody, try to pull something or steal something. No, I just thank you, Lord, that I have favor. The people I work for, they love me because I'm a good worker. I'm faithful at what I do. You're giving me favor, and I don't have to struggle. Because grace has provided me with such. And I just believe God. I just believe the word. I believe, Lord, is that whenever something happens, whenever I need to do something, I have it to do it. Because you supply my need. I'm a giver. I'm obedient in this. I give as you instruct me to give. And I believe when I give, I release my faith that what I give is working. And then it comes back to me in abundance. Hallelujah. And so he said, learn the unforced rhythm of grace. And I won't what? I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. See what he said? I won't lay anything heavy or what? Ill-fitting on you. Look what he said. Like, keep company with me, and you will learn to live freely and lightly. In other words, you won't have any burdens or care, worry. How am I going to do this? How am I going to make it? No. Hallelujah. In other words, you don't have no care. That, like I said, that don't mean you go home and sit down. You just do your stuff free. Knowing that whatever I need is there. And God will instruct me each day what to say, what to do. And he will give me wisdom how to do my job. So if I'm working for somebody, I make myself, how can I say that? I make myself desirable. They want me. They're glad they got me. And they want me to stay with them. If I own my company, I have people that's glad to work for me because I'm a fair person. I bless people. I give them what is fair and what they really earn. I don't try to cheat them. Hallelujah. Isn't that good?